Okay, start your engines. We're now beginning your weekly Tech Law 10. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco and Jonathan Armstrong in the UK from Duane Morris, LLP, talking to you about where the law and information technology intersect. And I was noticing, Jonathan, in the Washington Post, there was an opinion posted titled Cloud Computing and the Looming Global Privacy Battle. And this was put forward by Michael Chertoff, who is the former Secretary of Homeland Security here in our country from 2005 to 2009. And he expresses some concerns and some thoughts relating to the potential cultural clash between countries with respect to privacy regulation. And I'd be interested in your thoughts across the pond to start this Tech Law 10 out today.
Yeah, I thought it was a very interesting and thought-provoking article. And as you will recall, Eric, from the conversations we've had and a couple of articles in which I've appeared recently, I do share in many ways Michael Chertoff's concern. I thought it was a particularly apt phrase that he said this to-ing and fro-ing over regulation of the cloud could lead to a balkanization of the internet. So effectively different countries having their own bits of land grab. I did a webcast last week, still available on the internet if anyone's interested. We'll put the link on our LinkedIn page and on Twitter. But I did this event on cloud computing where I did a 40-minute rundown of the issues that people would have putting data into the cloud. And I think this is still my number one issue. I think data protection was historically my number one issue, which was a bar to cloud computing. And I don't think that changes despite the EU's proposal to simplify things. I think for cloud computing providers, there are a number of key issues. I mean, obviously, it's proposed that these new e-rules are a regulation and not a directive, so the leeway for local interpretation will go. In many respects, that's a good thing because some of the regulators, noticeably, for example, the regulator at Schleswig-Holstein to the north of Germany, which has a state-by-state system rather than a federal system, has said some very concerning things about cloud computing and how it's not lawful. But equally, we've had other regulators, for example, the UK Information Commissioner, be pretty sensible about cloud and indeed issue a specific checklist that people can go through before they put data up in the cloud. So in some respects, uniformity is a good thing. But in my view, it's only a good thing if it's uniform to the sensible end instead of us all becoming very anti-cloud, because of course, cloud computing makes it more difficult to secure data in some respects. But in others, it makes it easier because if you're a small business, you can outsource your security effectively to somebody who knows what they're doing rather than keep it in-house. But there are a couple of other things as well that I think are a major concern. Obviously, the fines, we've talked about them before, 2% of global turnover, toughened enforcement bodies if that happens, consent being less of an option. Particularly with cloud, the necessity to report security breaches within 24 hours, I think that's a particular concern. I've been looking at this for clients this week, and there are dual reporting obligations, one to the regulator, one to citizens, and that there seems to be some discrepancy between those two obligations in the draft proposal. Obviously, the distinction between processor and controller goes. So if you're providing cloud services for somebody else, you're in the frame as well as them. Suppliers outside the EU aren't immune. Chertoff talks particularly about this thing called the right to be forgotten, which talked about briefly on an earlier podcast. I think its effect on the internet could be chilling. We're trying, obviously, to protect people who put their photographs up on Facebook. But I think the unintended consequences, as I've said before, is we give criminals carte blanche to clear their heels. And there's just two other things, Eric, that I think Chertoff is probably right to be concerned at. Firstly, the obligation to appoint a data protection officer, and that looks like it's going to have to be in-country. Even for U.S. corporations, they're going to have somebody step up to the plate in Europe. And then finally, I think there is much more likelihood of what are called SARs, subject access requests. These are the rights, the right that individuals have to say, tell me what data you've got on me, and the fines for that would be between 0.5 and 2% of turnover for not complying. And historically, citizens in Europe have had to pay a fee in many countries, or they can be asked for a fee to fulfill that request for information. And the proposal seems to be that those fees go. So I think that anybody who's putting data in the cloud is going to have to be prepared to meet these heightened subject access requests and tell people exactly the footprint of where their data is and where it's been, and also potentially be prepared to enforce this right to be forgotten that Chertoff talks about so dramatically in the article. So on balance, in short, that was my long answer, Eric. My short answer is I share his concerns in the main.
Yeah, and one thing that Chertoff touches on, and you did briefly, is this idea that perhaps we could have a universal set of rules to protect privacy. And that resonates with me quite a bit because, you know, the Internet truly knows no geographic boundaries. And we get into these problems in terms of, you know, which laws apply, what standards should govern in terms of, you know, whether you're having a heightened set of standards or less heightened in terms of protecting privacy. And data travels all over the world and is interconnected in so many different ways, including on the cloud. And a universal set of rules, of course, would make it easier to understand what the obligations are in terms of privacy protection. Now, you made the point that, of course, you know, the devil's in the details. You know, what would those rules be? Would they be considered reasonable? And part of the problem that we have, I think, is, you know, different countries really do have different cultural norms in terms of how they handle privacy. And
yeah.
My understanding that, you know, Europe is more zealous in protecting personal identifiable information, perhaps in part in the wake of World War II and the experience in Germany, how people's rights were violated and their information and wealth and lives were terminated in many cases or absconded with. And, you know, in our country, historically, we've been a country that's much more interested in protecting free speech. Americans want to talk at you, and we have constitutional protections for that. And, you know, we've been a little bit slow coming around to privacy protection. I think it is a number one issue, like you say. I think I've mentioned this before, but when 2000 rolled around and people were crowing about the horrors that were coming with Y2K, I was explaining that the privacy was going to be the big issue on the net. Some people told me this was just an ivory tower issue and had no real commercial application, but, you know, fast forward 12 years later and look where we are. And, you know, good privacy is good business. Privacy regulation is difficult, and it's something we really need to grapple with.
I think you're right, and I think Chertoff's also correct, and he says that the grapple time is now, if you like, firstly because of these EU proposals, and secondly, if I'm putting data up into the cloud, I might be signing up to a 2 or a 3 or a 4 or a 5 year contract term. Who knows what the law is going to be in that, you know, in that period? We know it's going to rapidly evolve. As you know, my personal view is 2 to 3 years for these new regulations at the earliest. But like I've said before, many people disagree with me. Many people think that the laws will be in 2012. I personally don't. But equally, you can't. You've got to legislate for that if you're signing up contracts now. So today, 14th of February. Not only Valentine's Day, Eric, it's grapple time.
It's grapple time. And he points out one practical problem. As an example, you know, what if the U.S. Department of Defense then stores some of its data off-site using commercial cloud services? And what if some of those are overseas? Do all of a sudden the European privacy rules pertain to U.S. governmental data? This is just an example. So it is grapple time. I don't think we have the complete answer right now, but this will be an ongoing dialogue. We've now reached our 10 in Tech Law 10, so we want to thank you for joining us. Thank you ever so much, as Jonathan is prone to say. You know how to reach us, but we'll tell you again. This is Eric Sinrod in San Francisco, ejsinrod@duanemorris.com. Jonathan?
jparmstrong@duanemorris.com. If you want a link to the webcast that I mentioned, or if you want links to our articles on the new EU Data Directive, or a link to the Washington Post article that Eric just talked about. You'll find them all in our Tech Law 10 group on LinkedIn. And if you're not on LinkedIn, email either of us and we'll get that bag of goodies over to you. All that remains, I guess, is to say thank you for listening. We're particularly pleased that you have made us your Valentines this year. We won't let you down in the year ahead. Do keep tuning back and see you next week.
Happy Valentine's Day.